This is the Mike Garrigan Podcast.
Welcome to the Mike Garrigan Podcast. My name is Mike Garrigan. Growing a mustache first appealed to me back in either late 1999 or early 2000. I can't remember the exact date, but I recall with an unusual clarity the precise occasion. Collapsus, the band I played in around that time, had gotten back into town after having been on the road for, I think it was 5 or 6 weeks, was one of those long stretches that we did. And we probably had played somewhere reasonably close to Durham the night before, and then unloaded the van in Durham at 3 a.m. And then I would have an extra 45-minute drive from North Durham to where I lived in Chapel Hill in a basement apartment. And like I always did after these runs, I plopped in my bed and I was probably asleep by 4 a.m. And, you know, being underground helped stave off the sun for a while, but usually by around 11 a.m., I was awake no matter how late I was out, just how my rhythm was. But that particular morning, I heard Nick Brown, my roommate, crack up in the living room. And then I heard another voice and the light commotion just somehow got me interested. So I went out and checked out what was going on. And there in the living room was Nick, and he had a fully realized, fully grown mustache. And his friend, Chip, who had just arrived, also had a fully grown mustache. They said hello to me and then got back to laughing. And when two people are laughing uncontrollably, it's difficult not to join in. So I was laughing too. It was pretty funny. So I didn't get a chance to ask what the occasion was. But a few moments later, their friend Trip arrived, and Trip had the best mustache of the three, and his resembled sort of a Tom Selleck or a Ted Lasso style, full-bodied growth. It was almost walrus-like in stature. And not that my input mattered, but everyone agreed everyone agreed that Trip had won whatever contest they had entered among themselves. Now, Nick or Chip's respective mustaches weren't inadequate. It's just that I think a Selleck is going to beat out a John Waters or a Chevron any day of the week. And so then they went to Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen. And I can't say that I wasn't invited, but I do remember standing in the living room for some time afterwards thinking, what just happened? Mustaches have been around for centuries, dating back to as early as ancient Egypt. I mean, who knows when the first one was, but that's the first one we can see in the record there. But the word mustache comes from a hodgepodge of words, all of which indicate having hair on one's upper lip. In the year 2001, a scholar by the name of Nigel Barber published an article in the Journal of Nonverbal Behavior that was about mustaches. And in that article, he scientifically correlated the prevalence of mustaches and other types of facial hair with trends in the British marriage market. And he found a direct relationship between a saturated supply of eligible husbands and the prevalence of facial hair among them. And this suggests, with real data, that men wear mustaches in order to increase their perceived attractiveness and social status. Wow. So, with the latent desire to grow a mustache and knowledge that growing a mustache is perhaps linked to feeling inadequate or having a need to stand out amongst the crowd, if my mustache was going to happen, I needed to justify it somehow. I needed a reason. Enter Movember. And Movember is a nonprofit organization that sponsors a month-long awareness and several fundraisers for men's health. Usually the way to support Movember is to grow a mustache in the month of November and then ask people for money. I'm horrible with raising money, and at the outset, I wasn't quite sure how good I'd be at growing a mustache, but nevertheless, I set up a Mo space and began growing my mustache. I kicked in $10 of my own money, and off I went. There are dozens of types of mustaches. Roughly, you can separate these styles into natural growth mustaches and specialty groomed ones. The walrus, the chevron, and the professor, for example, are each variations on natural growth, differing in the degree of trimming and grooming. A Fu Manchu mustache, where long strips of hair hang down from the end of the growth, is a specialty groom. The handlebar mustache, which requires mustache wax, shows a different type of specialty grooming. And note, the horseshoe mustache is not the same as the handlebar mustache. The horseshoe draws the hairs down the sides of the mouth, while the handlebar turns the ends upwards with wax. It's easy to make that mistake. I know I did until I did some research on this. The pencil stash is a smaller variety of natural growth stash being tightly groomed to the upper lip. So I felt scruffy in the first 5 days of growing a mustache. The first day of Movember fell on a Wednesday. I grew my mustache for a few days, and then I didn't shave any of my face or head during that weekend. And I wondered how long it would take for anyone to notice. And no one as much mentioned what was growing on my upper lip during those first 5 days. And I waited with anticipation to see what it would look like. I was getting curious. You know, I hoped for something full, not like a Clark Gable or a John Waters mustache. Not that Gable's or Waters' mustaches, those are bad. I only hoped for something fuller, like a Tom Selleck or a Freddie Mercury. I always liked William Howard Taft's mustache. He had a classic handlebar mustache. But I doubted I would have that much growth in 30 days, and I had a feeling that, once discovered, my friends, family, and loved ones would kindly request that I not fear my razor. It was sometime around day 7, or maybe day 8, that my daughter, Ivy, said to me, "Dad, are you growing a mustache?" And so I drop her off at school every morning, and I guess she was in the best position to notice. But not minutes after arriving home later that night, Ivy made the announcement, "Dad's growing a mustache." And Isaac didn't seem to care, and Holly, my wife, disapproved of the idea. Growing a mustache affected me initially in a negative way. Other than the soul patch I grew back in the 90s, I've avoided growing facial hair of any kind. I have a look. It's basic. It's Charlie Brown. It's clean-shaven. And that's the way I am. You know, it just feels comfortable. While the study I mentioned earlier, that study provides evidence that the mustache increases one's perceived attractiveness and social status. For me, the transition period from clean shaven to a mustache decreased my perceived attractiveness and imagined social status. As it grew in, I knew it looked kind of spotty. And at my job, when I had important client meetings, I found myself almost apologizing for a half-grown mustache, although I soon learned that most people are so distraught when seeking legal advice that the last thing on their minds is whether their attorney has a half-grown mustache. Between days 10 and 20, for me, the question of whether I was actually going through with this, if it was a question of all, was answered. More than a shadow, but not quite filled in, my mustache began to take shape. And on day 14, I think it was, I went to see a concert by the songwriter Audrey Assad, and she's from Nashville. It was at the Canterbury Chapel. And, you know, it was a great concert. I enjoyed it. But, you know, I just didn't feel comfortable with this half-grown thing growing on my lip. It's kind of weird. But great artist. Check her out sometime. So then I really considered shaving my mustache. And as I considered that, I thought back to the 90s. And, you know, mustaches were rare back then. I don't know if you remember this, but you'd sometimes see a goatee or maybe one of those close trimmed George Michael beards, but rarely a mustache. And I noticed a significant change in the coolness or hipness of facial hair one night when I was out at an open mic night back in Raleigh, way back like in 2008 or 9. And I had been under the radar for a while, not really out on the scene. And I noticed that I was the only guy in the building without a long, shaggy beard. And I just didn't understand what had happened. And I was wondering, when did this start? And apparently some kind of beard craze took over at some point, and I completely missed it. But I went back and I read a few articles written around that time. And there were some articles that revealed that beards among young men and hipsters were so coveted in that scene that there were guys who were getting beard hair implants. Wow. You know, it's a free country for the time being. And so, you know, you can do what you like, but wow, I can think of, you know, two or three better uses for $10,000. I think the hipster beard craze helped normalize mustaches, so it's not as odd nowadays. However, however much I thought that I looked like an idiot, it couldn't have been as bad as I thought, you know, during the transition from no mustache to a mustache. It was right before day 20 that my mustache finally started to look half decent, and it was sort of a happy time in one way, but I remember on that specific day, it was also kind of a sad occasion because that day I drove up the mountains to a funeral, or rather a celebration of Alex McKinney's life. And it wasn't really a funeral as much as a really nice musical memorial to this amazing man who I played with in Athenaeum. He was a great bass player, great person. All in all, very sad occasion that he had passed. But I, you know, I wanted to look nice, so I bought some mustache wax, and it matted the mustache down really well, and I thought it looked pretty pro. And you know, at this time, I'm realizing that I had a blonde mustache, and I didn't think that would be the case, but there we were. You know, with it was blonde, and I hoped it wasn't distasteful. But, you know, I think that Alex had a really good sense of humor, and he probably would have found it funny. So for that reason, I kept it. Nick Brown was there, and he thought it was funny. He commented on it. He was there, and, you know, I mentioned the mustache growing contest from the 90s, and he remembered it and laughed a little bit. So he said he would tell Chip and Trip that I had grown a mustache, but you know, being such a sad occasion, it really was good to see everyone from the Athenaeum days, and it was a good remembrance. But, you know, for the last 10 days of November, I enjoyed wearing a full mustache, and it was kind of cool, I gotta admit. And then, you know, it was just, I felt really confident, and the transitional period was over. Some things were a little harder to do, like it was slightly more difficult to eat soups and salads that had a lot of dressing on them. Anything that was really saucy was a bit of an issue. It made for an interesting Thanksgiving. You know, and the mustache wax, the Fisticuffs brand was great. It had a lemony scent and just made everything kind of happy, you know. And I had to carry a comb with me for straightening my mustache every few hours. It was kind of cool. Harking back to the day when I actually had to comb my hair. But unfortunately, after all that, my MoSpace raised no money at all. And so December 1st couldn't have come sooner for my family. That morning I returned from the gym to a, well, not to a good morning from my family, not to them gathered around the Christmas tree, not drinking hot cocoa, and not thinking about how great the holidays were going to be, but only to my son saying one word to me, shave.
Say hello to my friends, they receive what I send. If I only knew their faces. In a room without walls, when I stumble, I don't fall. All my questions find their answers. Misery in your honesty. Honesty is my misery. Leave me alone, I'm doing fine. Don't try to call when I'm online. Get off the phone, you're wasting my time. Don't try to call when I'm online. Break my heart and I won't care. I can go anywhere. Plug me into your homepage. Misery in your honesty. Honesty is my misery. Leave me alone, I'm doing fine. Don't try to call when I'm online. Get off the phone, wasting my time. Don't try to call when I'm online. Where you sign on tonight? Your pictures are on my hard drive. Talk to me. Talk to me. Leave me alone, I'm doing fine. Don't try to call when I'm online. Get off the phone, you're wasting my time. Don't try to call when I'm online. Leave me alone, I'm doing fine. Don't try to call when I'm online. Get off the phone, wasting my time. Don't try to call when I'm online.
That was IOL, also known as I'm Online, and that song appears on the Collapsus album Dirty Wake, and it's reimagined with piano and vocal. Hope you like it. It's an interesting song because it was written in the late 90s, at a time when the way you got on to the internet was through your phone line, okay? And that's almost like crazy to think that that's how it was. But it does date the song, but it's also, in my mind, an interesting look into that time. It's only in the late 90s when you would go on to this thing called the internet with a phone line, and if you were online, no one could reach you on your landline. It's just a weird concept now, but yeah, it's strange stuff. But that song was on the Dirty Wake album. It was a co-write with a writer named Marty Fredrickson, who did a lot of work with Aerosmith and went on to work with Def Leppard. And he was working with other artists who were, you know, signed and had publishing deals and were looking to write songs. And so we wrote several songs together, and two of his, two of our collaborations made it onto Dirty Wake. And this one was really exciting production-wise. But to some of the fans of this record didn't like that the presence of this song came at the expense of some other songs like Chartreuse or like Sundrop, which were fine songs. They just didn't make it, and we made room for these kinds of songs, more epic productions with multiple key changes and that sort of thing. So look for the piano version of Dirty Wake to be available to the community at mikegarrigan.com in the next few months, hopefully by April. But I'm working on that, and there's two more songs to do, and then I'm going to look at these rough mixes that I've done and sort of hone them and make it into a cohesive sounding program for your listening enjoyment. Another bit of news, the second part of Macrosynthesis has been postponed indefinitely just due to the lack of interest of the first part. Not that it was uninteresting to me, but I understand that listening to me go on about social topics might not be what you're here for. And finally, I'm going to be recording my shows this year as I go out, so I'm going to make a concerted effort. The only way they won't get recorded is if for some reason it just doesn't happen or there's a technical problem, but I'm bringing my travel rig and we're going to record everything on the road. So look for songs from my live shows on this year's podcast, 2024, and you'll notice that the program is a little bit shorter than usual, and I'm hoping to do shorter programs with more frequency rather than longer programs with 1 to 2 months in between them. So thanks for tuning in. See you next time.